Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 15th of August. Hope you're well. Coming up.
It's clear that a coordinated international response is essential.
Mpox declared international public health emergency and over a quarter of a billion euro paid out over forced COVID shutdowns. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the World Health Organization says a global response is needed as the number of deaths related to Mpox continues to rise. The organization has declared a global emergency as over 500 people with the virus have died in Africa. More than 14,000 cases have been diagnosed in 13 countries across the continent. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the declaration means they can respond quickly.
In addition to other outbreaks of other clades of Mpox in other parts of Africa, it's clear that a coordinated international response is essential to stop these outbreaks and save lives.
More than a quarter of a billion euro has been paid out by insurers to hospitality companies over forced COVID shutdowns in Ireland. News Talk has learned over 6,000 businesses have received compensation for lost revenue during the government-ordered lockdown in March 2020. News Talk's business editor Joe Lynham reports.
According to central bank data acquired by News Talk, just over 6,000 pubs or restaurants have settled their claims against insurance companies over forced lockdowns during the pandemic. FPD Insurance is one of the biggest such providers, and it had initially resisted paying out on business interruption insurance claims. But a High Court test case found that the claims were indeed legitimate, and FPD has now settled 80% of the outstanding claims 4 years later. The Vintners Federation described the claims process as arduous for many publicans, and the central bank said it would act if any of these judgments had a wider beneficial impact for similar customers.
Ukrainian forces are continuing their offensive across the border into Russia. A state of emergency has been declared in the Belgorod region. Thousands of people were evacuated earlier this week due to Ukrainian activity near the border. Peace talks to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza get underway in Qatar today. Hamas is not sending a delegation and says the Israeli Prime Minister is deceiving and evading and wants to prolong the war rather than end it. Iranian officials have claimed they will attack Israel directly if it fails to reach a deal. Population growth in Ireland is exceeding the delivery of new homes by almost 4-1. Analysis by Savills found the pace at which house prices and rents are rising is far exceeding growth in people's incomes. It looked at 8 other countries. Savills Director of Research John Ring says Ireland is far worse than the next worst country, Spain.
Our population is growing by a ratio of about 4-1. So for every house delivered, there's about 3.8 people of new population growth. Now, looking how this compares internationally, Spain is the next highest after us at 3.4, or close to double that of the United Kingdom, which is 2.1, and our double that of Australia, which is 1.9.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift is performing in London this evening, marking her first return to the stage since a foiled terror attack in Austria. Her 3 gigs in Vienna had to be cancelled. It's not yet clear whether she'll reference the Southport stabbings in the UK, which happened at a Taylor Swift-inspired dance class. And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy says he wants to change the narrative of his season as the FedEx playoffs get underway. He tees off at 3:45 Irish time on the opening day of the St. Jude Championship. Shane Lowry's out 20 minutes earlier. Seamus Power tees off at 4:05. Rory McIlroy has won twice on the PGA Tour this season and says he missed opportunities to win more.
I've won a couple of times. I've had an opportunity to win a few more times than that and haven't been able to get over the line. So I would have liked to, you know, added a couple more to that win column. But as I said, you know, there's still 3 tournaments left to turn an okay season into a very good one.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.